Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Here's your concerto for Cootie.
That's it.
Want to talk about this in historical terms a little bit?
Well, Duke liked to appropriate these forms from traditional Western forms. Like you can hear what they just played is in a straight note, straight eighth note feel. Dee do 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 dee dee do. Number we swing. Dee do boo do dee dee do dee dee do. Now they're swinging. Do. So he juxtaposes a straight eighth note feel to the swing feel. And as a concerto is just a dialogue between a soloist and an ensemble. In this case, you can hear trumpet, ensemble. The trumpet, not ensemble, comes back in. And it also juxtaposes the kind of sweet sound of a trumpet player singing and playing a plunger mute, which is a vocal thing that he's playing now, with open bravura trumpet. So if the track keeps playing, you're going to hear him open his trumpet up. Now this is a plunger mute. He's like, he's talking now. See, they answered him. Ooh, Cootie, Alabama. Now, as we go on, Cootie Williams also wrote Around Midnight with Thelonious Monk. And now, he goes back to the original trumpet that he's playing real sweet, kind of closed plunger mute. And in about 20 seconds, he's going to go to open trumpet.
And he's buried at Woodlawn, too, Cootie Williams?
Yes, he is. And one of the wonderful things was his wife, who just loved him dearly. And Woodlawn has a map of the famous folks. We've always done this from the earliest of times. In her letter saying, please, please put Cootie on the map. And he is on our map of stars that are at Woodlawn now, along with Coleman Hawkins. His family will be there tonight. And it's just wonderful how the jazz families have shared so many personal stories with the staff at Woodlawn. Really great people.
Okay, if you notice now, his trumpet is open.
Open meaning no mute in
no
there,
mute.
Altering the sound.
It's bravura playing now. It's another whole style.